This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, for those of us who walk around carrying a gun, and we see an incident like Charlottesville, and we ask ourselves, how would we handle an incident like Charlottesville? Let's look at a few things that we can take away from what we know. What little we know, right? We don't know everything about what happened. But we know some. We know that there's evil in the world. It goes without saying that if you're a white supremacist or a Nazi, well, you're a vile person. You ascribe to a worldview riddled with hate. In our lifetime, we've seen this, learned about the trail of death and destruction left in the wake of that kind of hate. And we've seen other forms of evil take hold, often in the guise of something good, at least to the idiots. Ideologies that drive people to murder, maim, and destroy frequently in a quest for total control don't have a place here in the United States, and we have to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen. We know that the First Amendment applies to every United States citizen. Both Antifa and the so-called alt-right are repugnant. And reprehensible as they are, they have the same First Amendment rights that we all do. We also know the left is hell-bent on redefining the First Amendment, and it's doing a bang-up job shutting down speech it doesn't like, which results in those with opposing views having their voices silenced, which sets us on the road to communism slash fascism slash totalitarianism. We know, well, for a lot of reasons, police are often unable to control angry mobs, allowing violence to escalate. We've seen this occur many times over the past years, and we saw it in Charlottesville this weekend. And in many, if not most cases, it appears that in some cases, police are given orders to stand down, which makes horrible situations worse, and it emboldens a perpetrator. We know that many, if not most, of our Republican elected officials are gutless, as when they almost immediately demanded that Trump call the horrendous and intentional vehicular homicide terror, before the motive was known. Was it premeditated? Was it a sudden decision based on ideology? Or was this kid a Nazi and he decided to have his car beaten with bats by counter-protesters by ramming into people? Not a one Republican stood by Trump's statement. Many Republicans joined the Democrats who were screaming for Trump to say more, say better, say different, when it didn't matter what he said. We know that McMaster is wrong on just about everything. This weekend he defined terror as any act that incites fear. That is a really broad net, and it's ambiguous enough that it can include speech like, I don't know, the so-called hate speech. That's become a term loosely thrown around that enables the left to shut down conservatives, including some extraordinarily brave truth-tellers. We know that Islamists take advantage of situations like Charlottesville in order to stoke the fires and advance their agenda through stealth means. And don't be fooled, it's taqiya, creeping Sharia in action, courtesy of organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood, the front group CARE, and the ever-opportunistic, manipulative Sharia-loving Linda Sarsour. We know that the left-wing marinated institutions and individuals like the media, the intelligentsia, the celebrities, and the corporate elites have thrown in the towel on intellectual honesty, peddling the leftist propaganda at every turn. With respect to Charlottesville, many asserted that alt-right, white supremacists, racist, KKK, and Nazi are essentially synonymous with Trump. and his supporters, and according to some serious wackos, all Caucasians. So bias, hypocrisy, and outright madness is ruling the day. We know that there was nothing Trump could have said after this weekend's violence that would have been acceptable, because the left wants to ensure that his administration doesn't function and that he's removed from office or worse. And most on the right are cowards and unwilling to stand with him on just about anything. We know that there's no underlying principle that drives anything, because the left's narrative trumps honesty and truth. And this means the attitudes toward violence and culpability are inconsistent, as is our ability to identify evil and assess threat. And we need to name the enemy if it's white supremacism, but we mustn't name the enemy when it's Islam. We have to expose the hate that drives white supremacy, but lie about and protect the hate written in the Quran. We have to assume that a white supremacist knows what he's doing and why he, but never assume that a jihadist knows what he's doing. Call him mentally ill, never suggest that his violence reflects any underlying doctrine, otherwise known as the Quran. There may come a time, very soon. See, there's a little cabal of Republicans that would love to see Trump step away and let it be Pence. I don't know why it should be Pence. Mike Pence is an okay guy. He wouldn't be where he's at today if it were not for the president. He certainly wouldn't be the vice president. He wouldn't be the heartbeat away of you, if you care to say that. I think he'd be like Bush, one of the Bushes. But it doesn't matter. If they try to take this president down, if they try to take him out, whatever they try to do, this is going to be bad for whomever. It's going to be bad for the country, too. It's going to be really bad for the country. The deep state will slink away, because that's what they do. They disappear. They blend. And they'll sit back and they'll wait. And then eventually they'll show back up again. The Republicans will be done. If the Republicans allow the president to be taken down while they hold majorities in everything, while they got everything they wanted, they will be done. I'm not going to say there won't be Republicans. There won't be any of these Republicans. I can just imagine how that campaign would run. Hello, I'm Bill Frady, and I'm running as a Republican. My opponent, he claims to be a Republican. Wouldn't a Republican go along, I don't know, say, with the Republican platform? Would the Republicans unite? Is there any way for the Republicans to unite? How is it that the Republicans, who keep saying they need this and need that, once they get it, can't do anything with it? How is it that you can be in charge of everything and not get anything done? And you want it fair and square. The most damning thing for the Senate, if I could go in there right now and just start clearing house in the Senate, I would do it, is that the Senate voted for 7 years to repeal Obamacare. Outright repeal. No repeal and replace, none of that nonsense. Just repealing it. And then they get a chance to actually repeal it. And all of a sudden, while we could sit back and make it 51 votes to get a Supreme Court justice, we can't make it 51 votes to change a law or to repeal a law. When clearly the other side is not going to, they're not going to do like you, Lindsey Graham, and you, John McCain, did when their guy won. So, the only thing that will change this one day down the road, and I don't know when it's going to be, will be either if they allow Trump to finish out his term, which he's going to finish out his term, trust me on that. He'll finish out his term and he'll get another one. He's going to clean the swamp as best he can. I don't know how good that's going to be. He's changed the dynamic forever. There is no going back. That's the other thing they don't get. We'll be beating on the Never Trumpers later on in the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let me make one thing abundantly clear. I have been born and raised in South Carolina. The only time I haven't lived in South Carolina was when I was in the military. In South Carolina, when they took down after Dillon, when Dillon Roof shot those people at the church, that was all that needed to happen in order for them to pull the Confederate flag down. And I didn't care. I didn't. It was never an issue with me. I thought that was a stupid reason to do it. You know, for all the other times they've been trying to do it for years, and finally they found one they could make, or at least they thought could make stick. And you know, we had the Dillon Roof, the Charleston loophole, as I call it, and all this other stuff. Even though he didn't buy his gun in Charleston. It's not one of those things about memorials. I'm not a reenactor. I'm not, my background, even though my family, the Frady family, has been in the southern part of the, southeastern part of the United States since the Revolutionary War, it's really just not a big part of what I consider to be myself. So when there's a Civil War reenactment, I don't care. I used not to care whether the memorials were remained or removed. At Mann's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, where the footprints of the stars are embedded in concrete, the forgotten stars of yesteryear, because of the limited space, sometimes they pull up their footprints and try to make some room for fresher celebrities. And for me, it's always been, you know, sort of the same thing with memorials. What moved us yesterday may not move us today. Ergo, make more room for fresh enthusiasms. But when you do that, something different and very alien seems to come to the surface with the removal of that memorial, that shrine, that statue. Those kind of things represent our past, our history, our shared history. The history of all of us, black and white, slave and slave master, whether our own actual ancestors were here then or not. We inherit that family history. And not all of us were saints. But this isn't the Vatican. We're not in the business of pushing for canonization of our past. Just remembering it. We are one new people here. We, all of us, e pluribus unum, and not still a collection of separate walled off ethnicities. Some of us may have been Cossacks or Jews or Poles in the old country, or slaves, but when we dumped out on these shores, we were pressed and we were shaken and beaten and melded and forged into something new. We became Americans. We have a song. It's called the National Anthem. We sing it when we are celebrating what we are. A new nation called out of many others, with a new common past and a joint subscription to certain principles that we believed make our national family secure. When someone refuses to sing that song, that family song, he is in effect opting out of sitting at the family table. When an attorney general speaks of my people and is referring specifically to one ethnicity to the exclusion of all others, he has gotten up and left the family table. When David Dinkins was the mayor of New York, he was confronted with a boycott of a Korean-owned store by the black community. His immediate response should have been to be the first man to walk through the door of that store. That was a symbolism that would have counted. In that moment, that would have reaffirmed that we are one family. Instead, the mayor opted out. He got up from his seat at the table. When the rioters in L.A. attacked and burned Korean businesses with Maxine Waters cheering them on, and mostly black city workers thereafter threw garbage on Korean demonstrators at City Hall, Mayor Bradley should have met with the Koreans and sympathized with their plight. And he was the mayor of all the city, but he walked away. He got up from the table and he refused to meet with the Koreans. Those Confederate statues are a remembrance of a part of our saga as a family. There were men who fought out of a sense of duty and showed courage, and others who did not. And the same is true of the Union soldiers. The war, as wars generally do, brought out both greatness and cowardice. And in this country today, we are inheritors of both stories, and both the good and the bad. That kind of history is something we need to learn something from. We need to learn something from it all, but with humility, we need to remember that we are no better or worse than those who came before us. We cannot claim that the past did not happen, or that the pirate on the far limb of our family tree isn't related to us. The family album has a lot of pictures, and they all belong in the family album, and is deceitful for those who come after us if we pluck out some of those and leave only blank spaces in their place. Because we all sit at the same table. If we are not to become black and white and Pole and Cossack and Greek again, then we must accept that common inheritance of that past. Removing a statue from a pedestal or crossing names out of textbooks. Denying the past and magnifying errors will only ensure that we never will ever, truly ever again be one. A lot of people that are better than me died to get us here. A lot of people that are better than you died to get us here. A lot of people, not knowing where they were going, pushed west. And they went. And they got it done. And yes, that part of history has some ugly moments too. But history has brought us to where we are right now, this minute. And a look back along that long road, that might help us get our bearings. While we're looking back, we can still sing the same song, cling to that same set of convictions about what we ought to be, even if today things are not yet that way. When I walk down the hallway of a military building, that echoed with greatness of people that had walked before me. And that sacrifice that I made of my youth to you, the United States, and the sacrifice they made to you, the United States, we're not going to let that go for nothing. So, while everybody's sitting there trying to figure out what to do, understand, some of us know what we're going to do. Because we all know that we sit at the same table. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I've never gone into this, and I don't know if anybody cares, but I'm going to tell you why I do what I do. I do what I do because a long time ago I made a promise to a first sergeant of mine named Donald Neal. And if you're out there, first sergeant, it's been a long time. I made a promise to him that I would never forget my time in the military. And I wouldn't forget the people that put the time into the military. And it's not so much about how noble it is as it is about... A lot of people that have never been in, I've been told by a friend of mine who claims to know about the military enough to tell me what I learned from the military. He told me I learned to take orders. That's not what I learned from the military. I learned that there's something bigger than me. I learned about a cause that is bigger than me. And I put my time in. And if something had happened during that time that I was in, then I was there. I was part of a machine that was there. I do what I do because I'm not going to sit back and just simply meekly watch. The country is beginning to remind me of an out-of-balance helicopter. Have you ever seen one of those when they get out of balance? When a helicopter comes out of balance, it tears itself apart. When the main rotor comes out of balance, it starts to shake and shudder. And because of the force of that spinning yoke and that rotor that's placing all of these G-forces on it that are pulling it constantly... It tears itself apart. That's what the country reminds me of right now. I'm looking at the vernacular of the supposed conservative press coming out there, and what I see is laziness. Because everybody's referring to what happened as a white nationalist rally that culminated with a neo-Nazi sympathizer driving his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. And the counter-protesters, now the reason they're all up in arms because Trump has laid the blame with them as well, is because in this particular moment, in this chapter, they are the anti-fascists, which the Antifa stands for at the rally, largely ignoring their involvement in the escalating political violence in this country. Many establishment political figures insisted that the far-left actors were just like American soldiers on D-Day. I don't know if they actually spoke to any of these guys, because if you had, you'd find out they were nothing like the American soldiers on D-Day. Antifa are not interested in protecting America's system of government, according to their own statements. They are interested in destroying it. From the very start of this president's administration, which, you know, still is only like 7 months ago, the far-left actors declared that their intention was to use massive demonstrations to disrupt the American political process as much as possible. They want to make America ungovernable. Female leader for Refuse Fascism, shortly after the inauguration. We need to make this country ungovernable. We need to do what the German people should have done when Hitler was elected. Refuse Fascism was there behind the violent political motivated riots in Berkeley. And if I'm not mistaken, some of you right now may be wearing Patagonia hats and jackets and shirts and all this other stuff. They fund, I think they fund Refuse Fascism. They fund one of the groups out there. Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a guy who makes a living being provocative. That's his thing. That's how he makes his living. At the time, he was an editor at pro-Trump website Breitbart. He was scheduled to speak at the University of California's Berkeley campus. He was forced to cancel the speech after mobs of protesters started fires, assaulted bystanders, and pepper sprayed suspected Trump supporters as part of an organized effort to shut down the speech. Of course, there were no shootings there because it was in Berkeley. Refuse Fascism. Like I said, they were advertising the Charlottesville rally and urged confrontation with the white nationalists. Drive them out of Charlottesville and out of power. Because, you know, Trump's, he's a racist. He's a white nationalist. He's got Steve Bannon. He's got Sebastian Gorka. And Refuse Fascism was not the only left-wing fringe group at Charlottesville. There's another one called Crimeth, Inc. They hold that anarchism is necessary to destroy white supremacy, which the group says cannot be fully extinguished in a democracy. Anarchism is one of the most thoroughgoing forms of opposition to fascism in that it entails opposition to hierarchy itself. Virtually every framework that countenances hierarchy, be it democracy or national liberation, enables old power imbalances like white supremacy and patriarchy to remain in place, hidden within the legitimacy of the prevailing structure. They also want to destroy law enforcement and capitalists. We must identify the forces underlying their laws and their order. White supremacy, patriarchy, policing, capitalism, and the state. We have to work together to keep ourselves safe and reimagine the world without them. And they also, that you know, their stuff shows up on itsgoingdown.com too, or itsgoingdown.org, or whatever that nonsense is. Another far left group was the Workers' World Party. They like Kim Jong-un. Now, while they were currently fighting, literally, with the white nationalists, the group is opposed to all in the ruling establishment who, the group explains, hide under a veil of democracy and human rights. They said those in the ruling establishment who see their reputation in tatters are appalled by what happened at Charlottesville, but not for the real reasons or the right reasons. They want to continue to exploit and dominate most of the world, but behind a veil of democracy and human rights. people are showing by their actions that only by taking the fight for justice into their own hands with no confidence in the organs of state power can they make progress. They concluded that long live the independent struggle of this new progressive movement against the fascists, the cops, and the capitalist establishment. I got bad news for you, boys and girls of the Workers' World Party. You show up in my town and you go after anything. You go after the cops. You go after capitalists, which would be, you know, like coffee shops and places where you buy clothing and anything else like that that you own. Or maybe just capitalism where somebody owns a car. I don't know. I guess nobody should own anything or whatever. I don't know what they're saying. But if you do that, you're going to bleed. You're going to bleed with that kind of arterial spray that, if you don't stem it really quick, well, you're going to get the big nap, the big dirt nap. Because this is going to stop. It's going to stop somewhere, and it's going to be sudden, and it's going to be violent. And I don't want to hear any boo-hooing. I've been sitting around just trying to sit back and imagine a world where everybody's free. I've got my own litmus test for how that works out and what it... And, dude, the system is a system... Perfect. Oh, no, it isn't. But that doesn't mean you hurt a bunch of people in order to get a change. That's called terrorism. And 27 years ago, that was part of my job. To get up close and personal to you and make you bleed. I've been sort of missing my job. You might give me another shot at it. I don't know. I don't know. But it's going to be your call. I mean, I call the show Lock and Load for a reason. You can have it rhetorically or literally. You can choose that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I like Tucker Carlson. Tucker has come in to... He's the one light at Fox. Otherwise, I couldn't care less about Fox. I put Fox on today because if I was, back in April, I bought a newer TV. I bought a Sony television, and if I throw something at it and break it, then I will waste some money. So that's why I don't watch anything like CNN or MSNBC, because I'll be throwing things at the television and breaking it. I just can't. I'm just not going to do that. Tucker Carlson unloaded on Weekly Standard editor-at-large Bill Kristol this past Wednesday after Kristol falsely accused Carlson of rationalizing slavery. Now, Bill Kristol is one of the distinguished Republican establishment minds. He's been so, just ask him, he's been so for decades. Carlson, who once worked with Kristol at the Weekly Standard, said Kristol's remarks was libel, but also really stupid. And that went downhill from there for Kristol. Carlson said, last night at the top of the show, we addressed the removal of Civil War monuments from public places around the country. We made the point that the sudden outrage isn't entirely about slavery, horrifying as slavery is. It is also part of a larger effort on the left to discredit the founders of this country and the beliefs they enshrined in law. Once they believe that any figure in history who once owned slaves is illegitimate and should be erased, it's hard to take our founding documents very seriously. How can you accept a Bill of Rights when it was written by slave owners? You can't, which is why so many on the left don't and ignore the First and Second Amendments, among many others. That was the point we were trying to make. You may disagree, but it didn't seem crazy or mean-spirited. Responding to that segment on Tuesday night, Kristol wrote in a tweet that went viral among the leftist journalists, they started by rationalizing Trump, they ended by rationalizing slavery. Kristol also accused Carlson of being anti-Semitic, offering no evidence to support that claim. Carlson said, that is liable, but it's also really stupid. And yet Bill Kristol isn't stupid. I know that because I worked for Bill Kristol for more than 5 years in the 1990s. I know him well. He was a genuinely smart guy. He was a good boss, too. He was humane and fair-minded. He was the kind of person I never would have imagined would write something that nasty and dishonest about an enemy, much less an old friend. So what happened? He refused to explain himself today. Part of the explanation has to be the moment we're living in, where hysteria has supplanted rational debate. No longer to explain your beliefs, but to highlight what a morally upstanding person you are, a virtuous guy you are, using by contrast of your opponent, who is by definition evil. It's childish, obviously, but to many people it's tempting. Even 64-year-old men with Harvard degrees fall for it, apparently. Carlson continued on. Part of the problem is the medium. 20 years ago, when he had something to say, he had a magazine to say it in. He talked through ideas with his friends before spending hours writing a piece that expressed it precisely. There was thinking involved in the process. Now he just goes on Twitter and stays on Twitter all day, every day, dashing off thoughts and impressions, scoring tiny little points against strangers in cyberspace, keeping obsessive track of his likes and retweets. At an age when he could be playing with his grandchildren, he's glued to social media like a slot machine junkie in Reno. After a while, that will distort you. When you disagree with someone, it doesn't occur to you to hash it out. You tweet in hoping it for retweets. All of that is really depressing as hell. Kristol isn't the only one who does this. Washington is littered with formerly impressive people who shout and preen on social media. Social media. I fell for that the other day. I fell for the old social media thing. I have social media for one purpose and one purpose only. I have social media simply to promote what I do. And what I do isn't about me. Okay? It's not about me. What I do is about an ideal. A belief that I guaranteed one time in my life. And it's not just guns. Guns are the enabler. It takes people who know how to handle them to make everything happen. But guns are simply part of the equation. They're not the equation. But it's a very important part of the equation, because without them, a lot of things would simply happen, and we would be unable to do anything to stop it. The monopoly of violence would be preserved. I don't like social media. I'm very flattered on my birthday when everybody that's on my social media wishes me a happy birthday, because I get a bunch, and I can't reply to them all. There's just so many. And I'm blessed in that way, that people think enough of me to wish me a happy birthday. And that's really the only moment when it's actually, because these are people that are taking a moment out of their day. But other times, social media today, the way social media works today, it has now become normal to not look at each other, to not make eye contact. It has now become normal to lash out. I'm guilty of that. The other day I lashed out. Somebody said something I didn't like. And I called him out on it, and I pushed back, because that's what I do. And then I invited him to call the show, and he did yesterday. He did call the show yesterday. And he, being his age, which I think he's about 60, and I'm in that same demographic, he and I talked. Because we come from a time when that's what you did. And thankfully, I reverted back to what I am. And that was a very valuable lesson to learn. That doesn't mean if I disagree with somebody, I'm not going to push back. But sometimes I'm not going to be so vociferous about it. Unless, you know, something happens ad hominem. And I've had plenty of those happen. And I've had plenty of anti-gun people come into my social media and, you know, just jump on me up and down on that. And, oh my, don't I enjoy that. But I don't like social media. Social media to me is a whole mechanism of look at me, look at me. I do that for the show, and the show is not me. I do the show. I believe in the show. I'm the one that put the show together. But the show is not just me. Without people that believe like I believe, the show goes nowhere. So, and here we have a guy, Bill Kristol. I remember when he was important. I remember when he meant something. And the encroachment on the territory and the turf that he believes it is his and Kevin Williamson's and Jonah Goldberg's and all this, this has driven those guys crazy. And they're the ones talking about Trump being on Twitter, and yet that's where they live now, on Twitter. I would rather be with people. I'd rather be on the range with JT. I'd rather be playing with my grandgirls. I'd rather be shooting video out in the open. I'd rather be around people than be on social media. I have it. As soon as I figure out how to do without it, I'm getting rid of it. It is positively corrupting. And it changes you. And it makes you who you are not. Just like Bill Kristol. Obsessed. Wanting to be liked. Not wanting to be challenged, wanting to be admired, all that other stuff. If I wanted to be liked by everybody, I have certainly picked the wrong profession. The wrong profession, because part of what makes this job fun is the people that don't like me. I like thinking about those people sitting in a chair. I keep going back to the scanners comparison, but I just like it. We have hour number three looming right now on the horizon, and when we get back, we will continue on, because I'm nowhere near done. We got to get to some gun stuff today, too. We got to talk about some other things besides all of this junk. Although we are going to talk about the Republicans just one more time, but that's all when we get back. Hour number three coming up. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.